Daily Breakthrough Bread, August 8, 2026. Pray until you can obey. There is something God has made plain to you that you have still not done. You have prayed about it. You ran out of words. Nothing moved, and you got up. Somewhere after the third or fourth time, you stopped calling it disobedience and started calling it your temperament. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Matthew chapter 26. Verse 44. That is the night before the cross, in a garden, and it can be the most useful sentence in your Bible for the thing you have been avoiding. Three times he went out. The first time he prayed, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. He came back and found his friends asleep. He went out and prayed it again, came back, asleep again. He went out a third time, and Matthew tells us exactly what he said, the same words. That cup was not a figure of speech. Isaiah names it the cup of his fury. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 17, the settled anger of God against sin, and then says the line your Bible exists to tell you, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 22, out of thine hand, it was yours. He was face down asking to be spared what you had earned. And he knew it. Now look at how he got through that hour. He did not find better words. He did not build to a breakthrough. He said one true thing to his father, said it again, and said it a third time, until he could stand up and drink it. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, Luke chapter 22, verse 44. More earnestly, not more eloquently, and that is something you are able to do from today. And the help came while he was still asking. There appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Luke chapter 22, verse 43. Heaven did not send that early to spare him the hour. Heaven sent it into the hour, and it will reach you the same way while you are still on your knees asking. So bring your own thing out. Maybe it is what you go back to when the house is empty and nobody will know. Maybe it is a father you have never forgiven. Or a friendship that is costing you your marriage, or money you took and have never mentioned, or the drinking you now do alone, or the voice you use on your children and on nobody else. You have prayed about it, but you still have not obeyed God on the matter. Jesus teaches us to keep praying until we can obey. Today, do it his way. Say the thing to God in a few honest sentences, even if the first of them is, I do not want to give this up. Then say it again. At the second time, you will feel foolish, and by the third, you will feel finished, and neither of those is a reason to stop. You are not there to find better words. You are there until you are able. Stay past the point where your words run out, and come back to it tomorrow. Nothing around you has to change for this to be working. Nothing outside him had changed when he rose from that ground. The torches were already coming up the hill. He could simply walk toward them now. Jesus prayed until he could save you. Pray until you can obey him. Prayer. Father, I thank you that your son went back three times and said the same words. Thank you that the cup was in my hand and he took it. I do not actually want to do what you are asking of me. I am telling you honestly the way he did, and I am not leaving it there. Strengthen me while I am still asking. Keep me here until I can get up and go and do it. Give me grace to do your will. In Jesus' name. Amen. Today's challenge, read these three passages prayerfully. As you read, watch for Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 to 46. Watch for how many times he goes out and what Matthew says he prayed the third time. Luke chapter 22, verses 39 to 46. Watch for where the angel comes in the sequence and what is changed by verse 45. Isaiah chapter 51, verses 17 to 23. Watch for whose hand the cup starts in. And whose hand it is put into at the end. Then ask yourself, what have you stopped praying about because you already decided you were not the kind of person who could do it? Today, when you pray about that thing and run out of words, what will you do next? Key takeaway, Jesus prayed until he could save you. Pray until you can obey him. This has been Daily Breakthrough Bread from Ever-Growing Christians. Find today's reading and the ones before it at evergrowingchristians.com.